Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Barbara. Welcome to the Recipe Box. We've got a lot of exciting things happening around here, so stay tuned. Hello, everybody. It is great to be back on the air with you. It is January 2015. In the middle of winter here in Ohio. So it's great to be inside on the air chatting with my friends online. I want to say a special thank you and just send out gratitude to all of you who listen to my shows through the archives. I see the numbers. I know the shows that you're listening to, and I think it's awesome that you're still interested in a lot of the different subjects and the guests that I had on the show. And so thank you. Thank you so much for that. Today I'm going to talk about raising chickens. For those of you who follow me on social media, you know that I got involved with urban agriculture and went through Master Gardener certification and started raising chickens and growing food here in the city. It's a trend, of course, that started many years ago to buy local, buy small producers from small producers and so forth. And I wanted to get involved, and so I did. And I just immersed myself in it, out in all the community gardens, out in the farmers markets, talking with the farmers market managers. It's been great. It's been a great experience learning all about how food is managed in a small farm setting, and even little micro dairies, people who are raising alpacas. It's just great. So that's what I've been involved in, and I wanted to share some of my experience with you on the chickens because it's very popular right now. A lot of people are raising chickens in urban areas. There are some things that I didn't think about before I got started. I just kind of jumped in with both feet and didn't do a lot of research, just enough to know what I wanted to do and that I wanted to do it. But looking back on it, there are some things that I could have done differently. So I'm going to share that with you. Not bad things, not a lot of negative things, not a lot of, oh my gosh, I should have never done it. Nothing like that. I think it's great. If you have the opportunity to start a small flock in your community, I think it's wonderful. Of course, you're going to check the zoning and everything where you are to make sure that it's a practice that is approved. There are rules because they are animals. They are small farm animals as they're categorized here. But there is a way to, of course, keep them contained so that they're not running all over the neighborhood and bothering your neighbors. But there are still some things that can impact your adjacent neighbors. So most of the time in a city environment, the city council or whoever approves the zoning, they look at things from the perspective of your nearest, most adjacent neighbors. And usually they will take you through the process of getting an approval or a signature from them saying that they're fine with it and they have no problem with you adding the chickens to your backyard. If you bypass that step and something happens, then it could be a big problem. So I recommend going through the proper channels, contacting City Hall or whoever it is in your area. If you're not sure, call your local extension office of the university where you live or the county where you live and ask them for their advice. So that at the top of the show, just making sure that you know that it's approved, it's something that you're permitted to have, and then go from there. So having said all of that, one of the first things, I'm just going to dive right in, one of the first things that I recommend you check on is your local resources. And what I mean by local resources is I don't live in the country. I don't live where there are a lot of farms or farmers. It's suburban. And so most of the garden centers around here are tuned into people who are buying mulch and flower bulbs and firewood and things like that for their backyards and their homes, but nothing like raising chickens. So locating the necessary feed that you're going to need, the grain, any treats, oyster shell, grit, anything like that, you may have to shop online, or you may have to be ready to drive out into the countryside to some of the suppliers. Or in our area, we have a large Amish community, and there are a lot of grain mills and places where you can go to get what you need. So if you're living in a very large urban setting, one of the things that you really want to consider is where are you going to get your supplies. And for me, it was especially important because I wanted to feed my chickens non-GMO grain. I wanted to feed them organic. And that's not easy to find. And when I found it online, the shipping cost was astronomical. Most of the time, the shipping was as much or more than the bag of grain. So that meant I was paying twice as much for the feed than if I got just the regular feed. As things became more convenient and more people got involved with raising chickens in the city, then the local garden centers and nurseries began to carry chicken feed. But if you have a way through social media or other community centers or like I said, or the extension office, to garner support and gather everyone together to discuss it, and then you can approach some of these places and tell them, look, here are 20 of us, 35 of us, we're raising chickens, please include this as part of your inventory. And then they'll begin to see that there is a demand for it and it's worth the effort of them stocking those supplies. So food is a big deal. How are you going to feed them, and what are you going to feed them, and having access to that? Same thing for health. The veterinarians in the city are not used to treating chickens. If anything happens, they're not necessarily trained, and they have to do some research prior to you bringing your bird in for them to examine and for them to know what to do. So also check with the veterinarians in your area to make sure that they're prepared and they know that you're going to be coming in possibly with a bird that may need some treatment. Otherwise, you're going to depend on other resources. Like, you know, everything is online now, and there are lots of groups and support groups out there that you can tap into for natural remedies. Thankfully, I know a lot of small farmers, and so I can always give them a call or send them a text and ask them questions about how to raise my birds. But that's something to consider. The other thing was noise. Now, I only have the maximum amount that I can have in my city, which is 6. And I thought, well, that's not a big flock. A little cluck cluck here is not a big deal. But I did not know that they had so many different types of vocalizations. They are very talkative, my birds are. Maybe not everyone's, but from what I can tell, it's not uncommon that they do bond and they build friendships within the flock. And they talk to each other, and they talk to the chicks, and they talk to you, and they talk about the food that's coming to them, or if something flies overhead, then they'll make some noise about that. So they are always making noise. They are always, unless they're sleeping, or unless they're napping, or just dust bathing, which is a different topic altogether. But a lot of the times, they're making noise. And I wanted to play, if you're not familiar with some of the sounds, I did record some on my phone. I'm going to play them for you so you can get an idea of what it sounds like. So hold on just one second here. See, hopefully you can hear this.
Thank you.
Okay, did you get that? They are very vocal. The loudest one that you heard at the end is actually the youngest one, and she was upset because the older hens were getting all the grain before, or all the treats. I was tossing treats out to them, and so she was complaining because she was the last one to get treats. So that's why she was squawking. You would think that someone was chasing her with an axe, but no. It's just she was in the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to getting the treats. Which takes me to the next section, the social pecking order. There is such a thing as a pecking order. You probably saw it in cartoons or probably heard it, just like I did as a kid. But there is an order of those who are the more dominant chickens to the ones who are the least and the least in the flock. I wasn't really knowledgeable about how much that impacted their lives. I saw one hen that was a lot smaller than the others, and I couldn't understand why. The more dominant hens were keeping her away from the food. Every time she would go toward the bowl, they would come in near her, and she would run away. And so she wasn't getting enough food. The other thing is she would run around very nervous before she would be lay her egg, and it was because they were keeping her out of the nesting boxes. So I had to put extra places for food to make sure that if she ran out away from one, she could still gain food from some other bowl or location, or she had a place to tuck in to get away from them, or she had her own place to have her eggs, to lay her eggs. And so pecking order is a real thing, and it's something to consider when you're getting your chickens. Not that there's anything that you can do about it, but you want to make sure that you have ample room for them to hide, or for them to get to water and food, okay? So you may have to have several stations, which is what I did. The other thing is protecting them. As I mentioned, you want to have places where they can tuck in. Protecting your hens and protecting your flock is one of the number one priority, really, other than food and water. So make sure that you have a place that is totally secure for them. I noticed that there were things showing up that I had never seen before in my yard. Chickens do attract rodents like mice because there's always grain around. Snakes, I had not seen large snakes in my yard before the chickens came. And raccoons suddenly were starting to show up in the trees around my area. So make sure you have a way to secure your chickens. And the last thing I'll mention is molting, which surprised me. And that's where they actually lose their feathers for a period of time. Each year, their feathers start to fall out, and then they grow back. During that time, they're not laying their eggs. So don't get nervous if you see that happening the way I did. I thought that they were pulling each other's feathers out and fighting or something was going on. But then I learned it was molting, and it's a natural thing. So I hope that my quick little explanation of my experience getting started helps you to understand a little bit more about raising chickens. Feel free to send me a message here through the website. You can follow me on Twitter at The Recipe Box. Send me a message. I follow back. It was great being on the air with you guys again, and I'll talk to you again next week. I'll be talking about planning your gourmet kitchen garden. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for great gifts for friends or family? At BlackHeritageGifts.com, we offer unique games and gift items featuring images of our Black culture from around the world. The Black Heritage Gifts online store is where you can select from a variety of products such as clothing, puzzles, greeting cards, cell phone and tablet covers, tote bags, backpacks, coffee mugs, and more. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on all products, and most items ship within 24 hours after you place your order. Visit BlackHeritageGifts.com today. New products are added regularly, so check back often and tell your friends about BlackHeritageGifts.com.